And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're continuing with your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve in Texas, going once. Steve in Texas, going twice. Let's try a different Steve. This one is Steven in Colorado. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live. Steven in Colorado, going once. Steven in Colorado. Maybe our board op fell asleep. That's always a possibility. That's always a possibility. I'll tell you what. Let's come back to the calls here in a moment. We are going to continue talking about the census. Last hour, we brought it up. And I suggested that census non-cooperation is going to be a great way for some people to test the waters of saying no to the government. In fact, you might be a little bit concerned about what might happen to you. I mean, that's the reason why most people don't non-cooperate, is because they're afraid of what the government will do to them if they non-cooperate. And, you know, it's a legitimate fear. I mean, the government's a violent, dangerous group of people, and they do violent, horrible things to people that don't obey them. But there are some times that you can say no and you can get off without too many major consequences. And it's practicing saying no that I think leads you down the road to saying no more often and having the courage that you need to try that more often. Bile from blogofbile.com had posted over at the Free Talk Live chat room, the AmpOnly chat room, that he has had some experience with refusing the census. Indeed, he did not answer the constitutionally required question. We all know the census is way bigger than it's constitutionally required. Constitutionally, it should only be one question. So some people will only answer that one question. In Bile's case, it's my understanding, he did not answer anything. And he wouldn't even give them his name. So nothing happened to him as a result of that.
What really could they do? You know,
they could threaten you with jail and a fine or something like that, I suppose. I mean, I'm not sure what their threats are.
Well, if they don't have your name, then what? You know,
right.
And what are they going to do?
Exactly. If they don't have a name, they can't write down anything on the paperwork, and the odds are good they're not going to send federal agents to raid your house over you not answering the census.
Wait, I don't know what you people are talking about. No census person came to talk to me.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Well, now, lying to a federal agent, that's a federal crime, Mark.
And how are they going to prove it?
Well, the census agent can point you out and say, I talked to him.
That wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, it could have been your twin brother.
The census agent is likely going to be somebody who's like some kind of part-time employee that they pick up. You know, that they get most of these people for, you know, scouring the neighborhoods. They're part-timers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, they're not a federal employee.
I suppose it could have been your twin brother or something like that. Anyway, so just saying no to the census seems like something you can easily do, and there should be no consequences beyond some pesky census takers coming back and revisiting your home. There's a good chance that they're going to call out their supervisor after you rebuff them enough. They may claim that, oh, well, I'm calling my supervisor out here. Okay, you do that. But you should still be able to say no to these folks and get away with it, at least if Biles' experience is accurate. And, of course, we'd love to hear your experience. Have you ever refused to obey the census? You're welcome to tell us your story at 800-259-9231. We're going to try some of these phone calls again here. Let's try Michael in Kentucky. Do we have Michael on the line? Michael in Kentucky, going once.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Is this Michael?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I had an opportunity to say no. It wasn't nearly as exciting as what happened to you guys in the courtroom, but I did have a chance to say no. I was reading your forums, I think, maybe off of the Free Talk Live forums, and someone was saying that people should refuse it by not filling it out and then paying the fine.
No.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't think, why should I pay a fine to refuse it? So.
Right. That's the whole point of non-cooperation is to not cooperate. And if
exactly.
What you do is you say no, but then later on you do what they want you to do, and that is pay up, then right. You haven't non-cooperated. You've just
exactly.
Delayed your cooperation.
So I had already read that, and I'm holding my child while she's asleep, and I get a knock at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a peephole, and I don't necessarily live in a dangerous part of Kentucky, so I didn't feel comfortable opening the door. It was some little squat little lady, and she said, hi, I'm with the census. And I said, no, thank you, and just slammed the door in her face. It's as simple as that. So it was just a practice, you know, a way to
no, thank
get,
you.
Yeah.
I'm with the census. No, thank you.
Yep, I don't want your services today. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's the end of the question. Would you like to answer some questions?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I was going to wonder, is what were the questions you're talking about? Because I never got to a conversation with her. Hmm. Just slammed the door in her face.
When was this?
It was a couple days ago.
Wow, so they're already coming around? Is this for the 2010 census? You wouldn't know. I guess you didn't even get to that point.
Well, I'm just assuming, right? She said, yeah. She flashed her little badge and said, I'm with
they
the
even
census.
Give them badges? Isn't that cute?
Jackboots are next.
Yep, yep.
Wow.
So,
I wonder if they have them in her size, the little short squat lady.
Yeah, it looked a little too big for her.
Well, now there's a chance she may come back.
Don't get her specially fitted in a brown shirt. Don't worry.
There's a chance she may come back. There's a chance she may call out a supervisor, and they may begin to threaten you. I mean, these people want you to comply, so they will threaten you, and they will try to scare you. But I don't think that you should give in. I think it'll be a great way for people to practice non-cooperating while putting very little on the line.
Tell them it's against your religion. You're a Quaker.
I'm a Quaker. Yeah, that's
a
good one.
Right. Yep.
I might be a Quaker now, too. I don't know. It sounds pretty good.
Okay.
Hey, thank you for the... Anything else on your mind?
Oh, just one quick thing. I'm going to be going to the Tea Party thing, which I agree with you guys. It's kind of sad, but at least people are getting out there. I'm going to be handing out Free State Project brochures.
Perfect.
So, and I got
go and print some flyers from freetalklive.com, too.
From promote.freetalklive.com.
Or like tape them up against the walls. Like that.
Whatever, man. Get them into people's hands. That's the best way to do it.
The younger the person, the better.
Yeah, that's true. That's for sure. Definitely target the younger people. And not to say that older people should be left out of the loop, but your odds are probably going to be better with the younger crowd. Hey, thank you for doing that in advance, and I thank you for the call tonight and your courage. Thank you for that, for saying no. 800-259-9231. We continue. Let's talk to, we're going to try Steve. This one is, again, in Texas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, beating a census is easy. I'm going on my fifth decade here.
Excellent.
And I have yet to answer a census, and it's quite easy. I learned my lesson very young. When I was about 17 years old, a government agent knocked on my door and said, "Hi, I'm conducting a survey." And I answered the question. They said, "Do you have a dog?" And I said, "Yes." And "How many?" And then they said, "Thank you very much," and then walked away. And I got a letter in the mail saying that I had to register my dog with the city.
Sweet.
And then I did not register the dog, and then they issued a warrant for my arrest. And,
wow.
And I complied. So I learned my lesson very well at a young age, and since then I do not answer my door for anybody. I've always had the philosophy that anybody coming to my door, either they're not of benefit to me, and if they were, I would know who they are.
Generally, I think that's a good viewpoint. I agree with it completely.
I once got a set of 4 steak knives from a Kirby vacuum salesman.
Well, the last census that came to my door, and I peeked through the little peep site you have, and I saw it was somebody with a clipboard in their hand, and I knew, it was census time. So I don't answer the door, and even if it were the case, I still wouldn't answer the door, unless I know who it is.
I'm not
opening the door.
I like that viewpoint, and it's certainly a good idea in any kind of a dangerous neighborhood.
I'm not in a dangerous neighborhood.
That's good. Sometimes when it's like the political season, the political guys will come around with their clipboards and, "Oh, who are you voting for?" You know, that kind of questioning. I like to answer the door for those folks, and you can kind of tell the difference between somebody like that and like a government agent, because the political guys are usually in pairs and they're usually walking around the neighborhood and kind of looking around.
Those are Mormons.
No, these are political guys. I'm talking about during political season. The Mormons wear nice clothing, though, don't they? The Mormons are boys, typically.
Young men, usually white
18.
Shirts, right. Usually short-sleeved.
I'll tell you, the census agents, they're very persistent, and they try, and but it's easy. Just don't answer the door for them.
That's always a good strategy.
Thing.
Thank you for the suggestion. Thank you for sharing your stories. As you said, 5 decades of success in avoiding the census. 800-259-9231. I like to answer the door for the political activists and give them my own propaganda. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
And this is Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster again. Manufacturing is and has been in decline for some time now, and it is going to deteriorate further. Widespread reductions are 50 to 30%. The depth and the speed of the plunge has been breathtaking. And as we said, in February, depression has begun. In Europe, where manufacturing accounts for 20% of GDP, industrial production is down 12% year on year.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Brazil has fallen 15%, Taiwan 43%, China 35%, and China has 30 million workers that have been laid off. This is the biggest, fastest decline since the Great Depression. If you go back to 1929 until World War II, everything except gold and gold shares fell in value. At that time, credit was tightened as consumer fears reduced demand for manufactured goods and unemployment rose.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues, the fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
There's lots of reasons why you might want to hide your valuables around your home. Asset forfeiture, bank failures, burglars, ex-spouses, housekeepers, your kids. StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home, most with little or no modification, that The guide contains detailed pictures that help you, and most of these places are under $50 to modify if you have to. So it's stashyourschwag.com. This isn't how to buy a big safe or anything like this. This is use the way your grandparents did. Hide stuff around your house. And it's an ebook. You can get it for under $7. Stashyourschwag.com. S-W-A-G, swag.com.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231. We continue taking your phone calls, whether you want to talk about your experiences dodging the census or whatever you want. It's on your mind. It goes if you make the call here. Let's continue and talk to, I believe we have Michael in Kentucky. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Michael in Kentucky, going once. Did we already take Michael's call? Let's talk to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Stephen?
Well, I unsuccessfully, let me say it this way. I was unable to show the gun in the room to a fair tax supporter who just thought the fair tax was the best thing since sliced bread. And I used a quote of yours one time when somebody called in about the fair tax probably a year ago or more. You said, "I'm sorry, I just can't get excited about a tax." So I used that line. excuse me. You guys called right. I was just about to clear my throat.
It amazes me how much effort and how much money has been poured into this fair tax thing.
Yeah,
and
no,
it's nothing more than a rearranging of the deck chairs on the Titanic. It will not do anything. In fact, the fair taxers even brag that it will bring more money into the federal government.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just nuts.
Yay!
Whoopee! Yeah, exactly.
Libertarians behind this.
Yeah, and they get excited about it as though they're doing something significant. First of all, the fair tax hasn't even come close to being a possibility. It's not even close to being passed, from what I understand. And to believe that the fair tax is going to make the income tax go away is to be naive. Because if the fair taxers believe that the income tax is just going to poof disappear from the federal government, they are fooling themselves. They're going to do, most likely, if it even happens, and that's unlikely, but if it does happen, what they would do is they'd cut the income tax back. And then they'd implement the fair tax, and then they'd slowly increase both the fair tax, which it's ludicrous to call any tax fair, but they would then increase the amount on the sales tax, which would be a national sales tax, and then they'd increase the income tax, and then you'd have a federal sales tax and a federal income tax. Yay.
Right, exactly. Well, excuse me. Well, yeah, I tried to show them the gun in the room, you know, what happens if I decide not to pay the fair tax? What happens if a bunch of other merchants and myself get together and decide that we're not going to charge each other the fair tax? What are you going to do? In other words, I was trying to push him in that direction to get him to show that at the very core of this system, there is the threat of violence.
Yes.
And he just couldn't see it. He said, "Oh, I can see the violence." I said, "Can't you see the violence at the core of this system?" And he goes, "I can see the violence at the core of the current system." As all he could see, he just couldn't see.
This is my system, Stephen. How dare you suggest there's violence behind it? This is the system that I have placed my beliefs behind. I have placed my identity behind this system. This is the system I believe in, and now you're telling me it's violent? I won't hear of it.
Right. Well, I know that he did really understand me, but he was pretending not to. He was being very evasive. For example, when I said, What if a bunch of merchants and myself got together and decided we're not going to charge each other the fair tax, we're not going to collect it, and obviously we're not going to send it into the feds? What would you have done to me? And he said, "Well, why would you do that?" And I said, "Never mind why I would do it. Let's just say I wouldn't do it." And, "Well, why would you do that?" And
I said, "You're fighting a war I disagree with. Now go on. Tell me what you do."
Exactly, yeah, and I did bring stuff like that up. I said, "You know, what if I'm against abortions and they're federally funding abortions or something? You know, what if I'm morally opposed to welfare or public schools or whatever?" I said, "Never mind that. What would you have done to me?" And he just wouldn't say what he knew was true.
You're right. He saw it. He just really likes that fair tax thing. It's better than what we have now. You know what? You know, maybe it's better, and you might get my tacit nod. You know, like, I'm not going to go out and do any work for your fair tax thing, but you might get my nod if you abolish the 16th Amendment before you implement this fair tax. But that doesn't make any sense. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
Yeah. You know, they all say, "Oh, well, yeah, we'll just get rid of that 16th Amendment," because I guess they think that it's easy to somehow get 2/3 of both houses of Congress and 3/4 of the states to get on board with something. They don't understand what they're up against.
I think that they don't understand that in order to abolish an amendment, you have to pass an amendment.
Yeah, the fair tax is, a flat tax is going to be a heck of a lot easier to get through because you don't have to abolish the 16th Amendment to do it. Mm-hmm. This fair tax is only going to be a national sales tax. It's only going to result in, you're going to have an income tax for the richest people, and then it's going to trickle on down to the poor over a couple of decades. And mm-hmm. you're going to have a national sales tax. The government's going to get bigger, more intrusive. It's going to take more of your money. There's estimates as
30%.
High at this point. The estimates are as high as 60%, 70% of your income is spent in taxes and regulation compliance, mm-hmm. whether it's your taxes or whether it's companies that you buy from and all that other stuff. Can you imagine how much more? I mean, the government can continue to take all of your money. Believe me, Barack Obama has already spent the gross national product of the year that your kids will be graduating from college. It's way off in the future. Yeah. The fair tax, I'm sorry, it might be a really great idea if we were starting over, but we're not.
So wait. Now, there are some benefits to this whole fair tax thing. Number one, Neil Bortz has sold a lot of books.
Yeah.
And all that money they've got coming into their little fair tax organization is paying some people to run that organization. There are some people that are making some money off of this whole fair tax idea, but that's really all that's ever going to come of it. And if it ever does come about, then I will proudly support as much black market purchases as I possibly can, because I expect a number of purchases to be available in the black market as a 30% sales tax is implemented nationwide. And I will proudly support anyone with the courage to offer their products to black market purchasers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I also, I brought up all the points that you guys brought up, and I tried it I'm a musician, so I'm thinking inversions. I tried different, inversions, as you might say, of a chord, with the guy. I tried to approach it from different angles, and he just wasn't buying it.
Well, some people just need time, Stephen. I mean, it may be the issue of there was just so much cognitive dissonance built up in his mind that when you showed him the gun in the room, he was so frightened by the idea that of what he was supporting that he just was shutting down mentally, and he did not want to admit what you were showing him.
Well, nobody wants to be wrong. Being wrong is a crappy position to be in, so perhaps he'll think about it and then figure out some way, the way he was right about it, and in fact, it is a violent system, and you like turn it all around. But as long as he comes to the understanding that taxes are theft,
maybe follow up with him, a little ways down the road, and see where he's at, and see if he's changed his position at all. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. If we could switch people over in 24 hours, that would be awesome. But it just doesn't work that way.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want, toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com here. As we continue, you can dial in about whatever you want. Also, if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to David in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mark, you missed the fun.
What's that? Out today?
Oh, you missed all the fun.
Yeah.
Well. Hey, Keene's where it's at, guys. To your audience there.
Yes, it is. Is this David Cruz?
What went on today, I don't think would have happened on... Well, it happened in Washington, D.C. when the bureaucrats accidentally ran afoul of the Jefferson Monument Park police, but you know this type of activism doesn't happen anywhere else.
No, it doesn't.
You know?
Let me just bring our listeners up to speed. What you're referring to is something we discussed in detail in hour one. There were a number of people, including you, that were arrested today for what they call disorderly conduct. And they essentially what you were doing at the time was standing in a public court lobby, what's allegedly a public court lobby. They wanted you to move out of there because essentially your standing there talking to people was essentially causing a scene that others who are not really into this liberty movement might have seen and might have asked questions about, might have wondered what was going on. So they wanted to get you guys out of there, and they ended up arresting you because you refused to leave. You were also trying to stay there because they were torturing a friend of ours who was behind a closed door, and you wanted to make sure that he was going to be okay. So that's what you're referring to today as five activists in the Keene, New Hampshire area. Five people were all arrested on so-called disorderly conduct charges. That has never happened before. The bureaucrat incident you mentioned in Washington, D.C. was one lady that was arrested. This is the first time, I think, in the history of the liberty movement that we've had a mass arrest like this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it does. I just couldn't come up with any other example of it happening. You know, the ironic thing is if they had if they weren't roughing Sam up or whatever they were doing behind the door, and if they allowed just a couple guys in there just to act as witnesses,
mm-hmm.
If they were not so freakishly, I don't know, private about what they do. These are police. These aren't people in their own home doing whatever. These, you know, none of that. I don't think any of it would have happened. I was motivated because they were doing something to Sam intermediately. I figured they were picking him up while he was handcuffed by his arms alone, and that's really painful because they're behind your back.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, it looks painful.
Yeah. And that's why I cooperated. I didn't go limp. You know, I'm a big boy. If they try to pick me up by my arms, that might be
they would have had a problem with you.
Yeah, they might take your arms off.
That would very quite possibly happen.
What are you planning on doing, David? I mean, they've got an arraignment coming up here in next month, and presumably you will either not plead and they'll enter a plea of not guilty, or you'll plead not guilty, and you'll take it to it. What are your plans?
Oh, I plan to challenge it. I challenge every ticket. And, you know, the worst thing that can happen is I can lose, you know. But that would happen if I plead, you know, guilty anyway. I'll plead not guilty and then go through my trial. And then I'll do it, you know, the same way I did my other previous trial from the car registration. I'll make a principled argument. I will not lie to them or conceal what I did. I will tell them exactly as I've told everybody else. This could have been alleviated by a police officer who was in charge of the situation acting in a responsible manner.
You know, David, but it could have been alleviated by them just allowing cameras into the court. Then none of this would have happened
in the first place. I mean, we didn't cause any disturbances. The worst thing that happened is a few of us got up once our activist friend was done with the courts and we left. No noise was made. No attempt to... until they started censoring. I did cause a disturbance once in the courtroom the day they arrested Dave Ridley for his original camera situation, and that today was the actual arraignment for that arrest or whatever it was it or and
by the way yeah that was today was Dave's arraignment, and that went
yeah,
by
that
relatively uneventfully.
That was what we were all there for. Dave was videotaped. They stopped allowing any video to be taken whatsoever. Something they had apparently allowed up to that time, you know, presumably for the last several years or whatever. And Dave decided to make a civil disobedience issue out of it. They arrested him that day. I did, as I left the courtroom, I yelled, "Free Dave Ridley," and walked out. So I guess I made one disturbance that day.
Yeah, but they're the ones that are making the disturbance. I mean, any disturbances they get in return are just what they've essentially, the seeds they've planted, you know. And I have to, they could be nice about this. They could allow cameras into the court as they constitutionally are supposed to by their own rules. But that whenever they do this stuff, they always get unintended consequences, unless they are intending to have more activists move here to Keene. Maybe that's it. Maybe these guys really want more activists to come here, because I have a feeling that's what they're going to get out of this.
Yeah, and you know, their reactions are probably not much different. This is what I tell people. Someone on one of the online forums, they said, "Oh man, the Keene bureaucrats, they're a-holes." And I said, I wrote back, you know, they're reacting in much the same way everyone else does. They're just no one else ever challenges these people. And it's not that Keene bureaucrats are any worse than any others.
I'd say
in some ways they're probably. In some ways, they're probably better. They're not as bullish, I guess, to some degree or another. And I say that, you know, with a grain of salt, because I was just arrested today. But they're just being challenged, and they react the way people in power, positions of power and prestige and whatever, react when they're challenged. They get defensive. They circle the wagons. You know, an observation I made, I think I told you earlier, Ian, is the angriest person in that room. The angriest person there was Officer Rivera, the guy in charge.
That's the police prosecutor.
Yeah, he has both jobs. When the backup police officers he called didn't know where the summons forms were, he kind of stormed into the back. I don't know, the office ladies. There's kind of a little office area off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
He went back there, grabbed the forms, and then. Oh, man, he looked pissed.
I think he still believes that he can shut down the activism movement by cracking down on people. And it's just going to result in the absolute opposite. More activists are going to come here to New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
More of them are specifically going to come to Keene, and more activism of this sort is going to occur, and it's going to get to the point where, I mean, they had a crowd of people that they could barely handle today. They had to call in every single cop, including the sheriff's officers and the state policemen out to the court today. I mean, it was almost out of control for them.
That's funny because we didn't do anything. We didn't leave them. We just wouldn't leave them. We kept peppering them with questions because Sam was in the other room. They were the only thing that separated Sam from us, at least initially, was a single doorway.
Right, and if they hadn't been torturing him, then we wouldn't have been asking that many questions.
Yeah.
We certainly wouldn't have been as upset as we were, except Sam was screaming. I've been cutting up the audio during the breaks here and cutting out the occasional curse word so we can air some of this audio of what happened today. So our listeners can have some idea of the horrific pain that they were causing Sam. It was just awful to listen to. But you're right. We weren't doing anything except standing around with video cameras and audio recording devices and cell phones and asking questions. I mean, this is not a dangerous group of people, and I think they understand at least that much.
I think they do. One of the guys said some of the cops were kind of in some level of disbelief or confusion. I mean, they were presumably, particularly the backup guys, they were probably came there thinking something physical was going on. We maintained the moral high ground the entire time. We maintained our, you know, the word, some of these events, people have called out to the cops and called them Nazis and stuff. That didn't even happen today.
They did get called thugs today. The cops did get called thugs, and somebody did call them effing fascists. But, you know, when tensions are rising up and when tensions are high and they're arresting and hurting your friends, inevitably that kind of stuff is going to happen. I thank you for the call tonight, David, and your analysis, and thanks for your courage today. 800-259-9231. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking spot. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate bartered item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show at promote.freetalklive.com. All kinds of different ways for you to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world so more people can experience the ideas of freedom. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls, and we'll talk to Jason in Michigan. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jason?
Hi. I was watching Keith Olbermann. Have you heard of him?
I've heard of him. Yeah, he's on MSNBC.
Okay, I was watching Keith Olbermann the other day, and he did this story about how Obama was taking a position on civil liberties / privacy that was actually worse than George Bush's position. Like, he went as far as Bush has gone in the past in the administration's position on these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually took it a step farther or something. I can't remember, but he was talking about, like, the justification was, like, executive privilege or executive authority and state secrets or something.
Okay.
Yep. I've heard this, too, and I don't know exactly what the details are, but I've heard similar allegations, and I have no reason to disbelieve them.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was really shocking because, I mean, you know, everyone, a lot of people I know were like, oh, well, Obama's going to get elected and he's going to reverse all the bad privacy
Patriot Act and stuff.
Laws that Bush supported or whatever.
Except he's proving himself to be Bush the Third.
What did Keith say about that, considering he advised everyone to vote for Obama?
He was very, negative about it. Like, he was saying, this is, you know, Obama's
That's
slogan,
fun.
Change we can believe in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well,
it was chains we could believe in. Everybody, it's a misprint. I don't understand how people messed it up.
Credit to Dale from anarchyinyourhead.com for that one, Mark.
Yeah, well, Keith Olbermann, he had said, like, something like, this is certainly change we can't believe in, or some comment like that.
Well, he better get used to it, because there's more of this coming. I mean, if this is an early indicator of what Obama is going to be like as president, then you can expect more tyranny and more oppression under his administration. And none of us are surprised, of course.
Okay.
Oh, thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Patrick in New Hampshire. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I got arrested today, so I wondered if I could share my story.
Please, by all means. We just heard a few moments ago from David, who was one of the other arrestees. Five activists were arrested today here in Keene, New Hampshire. I just posted some of the footage at freekeene.com during the show. It was of them actually carrying you out, Patrick, so they can actually our listeners can see what it was like. Of course, it's it was my BlackBerry, so the footage is not of the highest quality, but nonetheless,
I can tell it wasn't Sam.
Yeah, I wasn't out there for Sam, but there were a few activists that were out there when they carried Sam out, and there is footage of that also. Likely it will all end up hitting freekeene.com as it's digitized or downloaded and then uploaded to YouTube. So keep your eyes on freekeene to see more footage. But Patrick, go ahead and recap us. Why were you arrested? What were your thoughts, feelings, observations? Go for it.
Sure. So I was up at the city city council area room for David Lee's arraignment, and you know, they took Sam's camera and he went limp and they dragged him into another room. And so, you know, a lot of us were standing in the lobby wondering, you know, what do we do? We can hear Sam. We don't want to abandon him. And then at that point,
you could hear him screaming.
Right. Yeah. Screaming out, you know, apparently in pain. You know, he seemed like he was in very strong pain. And, you know, a lot of us are friends of Sam. So for the city prosecutor to just tell us, you know, get out of here, and for us to unquestioningly obey that would just be sort of absurd.
Sure. And plus, you were in a public, supposedly public area in an allegedly public building.
That's true, too.
And nor were you getting in people's way or anything like that. It's not like people couldn't come in and go to the clerk's window if they'd wanted to, or they couldn't come in and go into the courtroom. There was nobody that was impeding. It's not like we had the activists chained together, blocking doors or something like that. So there was nothing in any way disorderly besides the fact that they ordered you to do something and you didn't do it.
Right. They ordered us all to leave, and I kind of went and sat down and thought about this, like I think any reasonable person would do. When somebody tells you to do something, you think about, you know, what should I do this or not? And I hadn't even finished coming to a conclusion, and by that time people had come in and you know, stood in front of the doors and trapped us in this room. And you know, at that point I just decided I can't cooperate with this, because cooperating would sort of be like condoning what they were doing to Sam and what, you know, what they've been doing to everyone in the city.
So they arrested you.
Yeah, they arrested me, and so I went limp, and they pulled me out of the building and put me in a police car, and eventually they took me to the police station and took my wallet out of my pocket and used my driver's license to ID me. And at that point, I started collaborating with them, because they were treating me pretty decently at that point. So I walked in of my own accord. But
they were carrying you out to the police car, and it did not look like it was too pleasant of an experience for you. You were also seeming to be in pain when they were loading you into the car. Would you say, on a scale of 1 to 10, what was the pain like?
I would say probably a 6. It was some pain I haven't felt for a while, because my arms were twisted behind my back, and they were holding me by my arms, and that was quite painful.
So then they let you out with a summons. While you were back in the police receiving area or the processing area, you overheard a few things, and we were talking about that earlier tonight. Do you want to recap that briefly?
Yeah, I heard a couple of the cops before they let me out of the car talking about, you know, basically about how the city prosecutor was, I think one of them said, he's out of control. Like, they thought the only reason they would have been called is if, you know, people were attacking them. And no, we were just sitting in the room, you know, worried for our friend. And so I think some of the people in the city are sort of peeved at Mr. Riviera.
Good. The more infighting amongst the bureaucrats, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. And then the second thing I wanted to do in this call would be to update you guys on the committee meeting that a lot of the activists here in Keene attended.
Oh, yes. Okay, just bring our listeners up to speed here. Now, I know that committee meetings are certainly boring enough to be attending. Certainly, they're not interesting to anybody outside of any given area. But the interesting part about this, I think, to our audience, is to show what the activism is like here in New Hampshire compared to where you are. In this case, it's a local business owner is being targeted because she painted her business yellow. And apparently, some color haters around town don't like that very much, so they're going after her. And people within the city government have been targeting her as a result of that. And so they're looking at passing some sort of city ordinance banning yellow paint or banning certain colors of paint. And the activists turned out tonight they had signs that were on yellow poster board and T-shirts that were all yellow. And she was there with other people that all had come in yellow. So if you could just briefly recap what happened, go for it.
Sure. After about 2.5 hours, still hadn't got to the yellow building. So
of course, they wanted to make you wait for the whole thing.
We left at that point, yeah. But there were some pretty significant things that happened before that. I counted 16 activists there at the committee meeting.
That's what they wanted, right, Patrick? They wanted the activists to show up to their little political things, and that's what they're doing now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of coming back to haunt them.
Of the people that were watching the committee meeting, how many of them were activists?
Probably 95%. I think
that's
there were
awesome.
one or two people who weren't.
I want to thank you for the call tonight. I got to go. I want to play this audio before we get out of the show. I thank you, though.
Hey, can I say one thing really quick?
Quickly, go.
Four of us spoke at the meeting, and we made an impact.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Here's the audio, by the way, from today's events.
No cameras, no recording, no audio recording.
I'm sorry.
No audio recording.
Recording.
No cam, because it'll tell you right there.
What is that?
This is the orders. And we do have both. We'll make photocopies for them. We have it for
them. And what is your name again?
I'm Lance Walton.
Lance Walton. And are you a
officer here? No, sir. I'm the court security officer.
Security officer. Okay. And this is what you're relying on to say that there is no filming in here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is not an order, sir. This is not signed by anybody, and I've read this. No judge would sign
I'm not going to argue
name.
With that. You already know.
Okay.
You
well,
keep it out of my face.
This is not an order.
That's fine.
Because it's not signed by anybody.
That's
this
fine.
Is a this is a signed a right.
That's fine. I'm not going to argue with it.
And there is no force of law.
That's fine.
You're not. So we're free to film in here. Yes?
I asked you twice. No more.
You're
if I have to. I asked you to
writing
keep
on the wall.
Keep it out of
not
my
signed by any
down
judge.
If you read. If you're going to, are you recording, sir?
I am recording.
Okay. Stop recording, please.
And was it this time they arrested him?
I'm sorry?
Because he was not going to stop.
Get up. Come on, get up.
Demanding that he get up, he went limp.
Not sure what
he
was.
Thug.
I think he really went limp.
A thug? Well,
thug, sir.
Who are you calling a thug?
Well, anybody who is putting another man in chains or shackles, that's what I call a thug. What do you call a thug? I'm looking at Ron.
Oh, really?
Ron's one of the bailiffs.
Who am I
hurting? That guy's a jerk. Yeah, he's a real jerk.
Who are you hurting?
Am I hurting anyone by speaking here? Did I hurt your feelings, maybe, by saying the word thug?
Well, you just get the proceedings going.
You ready for the arraignment?
Of course.
Let's get you in here. We'll get you screened in. We'll get you going.
You can hear Sam screaming in the background. You can see him all night.
Hey, leave that guy alone!
.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.